the unique daily feature your listeners and your sales department will love. It's Wedding Planning with Pam. Just ask Amy Stroud, Senior Vice President, Fork Broadcasting.
It's all very upbeat, very positive. People like listening to her.
Jeff Sisk, Program Director of Soft AC WHOP-FM Nashville.
We get a lot of comments about the show, and it fits right in with the format, and it fits well.
Brad Pendleton, Program Director of Classic Hits WCVL Indianapolis.
It's a refreshing thing to have. It's something a little different that stands out, at least in our programming.
Bill Ekrit, General Manager of News Talk KBS. SN Spokane.
It's information that the average listener probably doesn't have a chance to get on his or her own, and I think it would actually bring revenue to pretty much any market size.
Hosted by nationally recognized wedding planning expert Pem Clark, Wedding Planning with Pem brings your listeners 90 seconds of practical advice about planning and enjoying that special day.
Every feature is different throughout the week. It's really some interesting information, a lot of stuff that you wouldn't think about.
From what kind of cake you should get to what kind of decorations would fit.
For the smallest wedding all the way up to a big major affair.
It's not just for women. There are tips in there for men as well. From buying the diamond ring to what to do that day of the wedding and honeymoons. It's just all kinds of different things.
And your sales department will love Wedding Planning with Pam.
Our account executives have gone out to sell it and have had success with it.
It will quickly become the most advertiser-friendly show in your entire lineup.
Bridal shops,
party planning companies,
hotels,
flower stores,
caterers, anybody in the entertainment industry, tuxedos,
jewelry stores,
the event venues,
bakeries,
travel, limousine company. I mean, it's just endless is what you could have to sponsor the show.
Wedding Planning with Pem is fresh and creative programming from Syndication Networks, the perfect addition to almost any format.
We have her on a couple of light AC stations and country stations.
Oldies radio seemed to be a pretty good fit,
or even a talk station as well.
She is willing to help you promote the show in any way possible. She'll record spots for potential clients.
She will come on the air with you and do interviews. She's always there to help.
And she will do everything she can to make the show successful on your radio station.
Now, check out Wedding Planning with Pem for yourself. Then send back the agreement to lock in your market.
Cut one.
Hi, I'm Pamitha Stewart Clark, and this is Wedding Planning with Pem. The atmosphere was electric. You seized the moment, and to her surprise and yours, you spontaneously popped the question. She said yes. It all happened so fast you didn't think about a ring. That's okay. A couple is engaged the moment both agree to marry, and it's not unusual for the modern couple to shop for a ring together. An engagement ring isn't required to make it official, but about 82% of couples get an engagement ring. And if you have one, you wear it for the first time in public on the day you announce to your friends that you are engaged to be married. It used to be that when you thought of an engagement diamond, you thought of it as being round. Not anymore. Now diamonds are in various shapes: oval, marquee, pear, emerald cut, and heart-shaped. For the bride who wants a unique ring, colored gemstones are very popular. Over the centuries, gemstones have been prized for their beauty in romantic folklore. Green emeralds ensure lasting love. Rubies are associated with health and passion. Sapphires symbolize sincerity and fidelity. And opals represent hope and purity. How much should you spend? The rule of thumb is to set aside 2 months' salary for the ring, but this is a personal decision. My love note, select a reputable store that's been in business a long time and an experienced professional to help you select the best quality ring you can afford.
Cut two.
Hi, I'm Pamitha Stewart Clark, and this is Wedding Planning with Pem. The concept of the honeymoon began around 400 BC, when for 30 days, newlyweds would eat lavishly and drink mead, a fermented drink made from honey. Feasting on food and drink has continued to be the most popular way of celebrating a marriage. Many wedding customs involve food as a symbol of fertility, good fortune, and happiness. Cleopatra, Casanova, and Don Juan were seekers of elixirs and magical love potions. In mythology, aphrodisiacs were first concocted by Aphrodite, who believed the way to a man's heart was through his stomach. In ancient Greece, carrots were always included in the wedding feast. In Aristotle's time, a snack of hyena eye, a dash of dill, and licorice was whipped up for the happy couple. Sesame seed and beaten up sparrow eggs cooked in milk was a favorite of European couples during the Middle Ages. Yuck. Eggs have been popular wedding feast fare throughout the ages, either eaten raw or combined with asparagus or spices. In many cultures, cheese is considered a symbol of love and strength. Swiss cheese originated because there was a custom that when a daughter was born, a wheel of cheese was placed in a cave and not removed until her wedding day. My love note for today is from Madame Pompadour. The only wine that leaves a woman beautiful after drinking it is champagne.
Cut three.
Hi, I'm Pim Stewart-Clark, and this is Wedding Planning with Pim. When you proposed, you made her a very happy woman. Hold on to that elation, because the most ironic part of weddings is that in preparing for the happiest day of her life, she might experience some of the worst. Conflicting opinions, unexpected situations, demanding family members, time pressures, budget pressures, and her own fatigue can combine to heighten her stress and yours. Plenty of lesser men have gone through it before you, and you've probably deduced by now planning a wedding is no easy task. Even if your fiancé is a planner, she's going to experience stress from planning this party. The reasons are many and varied, but the gist of it is the cult of weddings. This is supposed to be the happiest day of her life, full of beauty, good weather, great food, and wonderful friends and family who all get along perfectly. Already it's easy to see where disappointments and frustrations loom. Chances are she's probably handling more details than you are in planning this event. If you got off lucky and don't have to handle much outside the traditional groom stuff, here's your chance to shine. My love note, be the man she's always dreamed of. Be her rock. Come to her rescue. Offer to help with running errands, putting together favors, and meeting with a caterer. When things go wrong, Mr. Groom, it's your time to look good. So take the ball and run with it. You'll be her hero.
Ready to tie the knot? Say I do to Wedding Planning with Pam. Send back the agreement now or call Syndication Networks toll-free to lock in your market.
Syndication Networks.